Just dropped off a fare from the airport at 79th Park.
Got it. By the way, Riga, you better be on the lookout. It's a full moon. You know what that means. Every creep in this city will be out tonight.
Well, be sure to wear a jacket, Louis. It's getting chilly.
You think you're a real Jan Murray, don't you, Riga?
Taxi!
Louis, I got a fare. Get back here.
Jay Stadium, please.
There's no game tonight.
I didn't ask for the schedule, thank you. Oh, that's Jay Stadium, huh?
That's it.
You call that a ballpark?
Well, it looks better with the lights on.
Old Ebbets Field look good even in the dark.
Well, lady, I didn't build a place.
Well, never mind, never mind. Just take me to LaGuardia Airport. I know a place at the end of one of the runways where the big ones come down so close the lights shine right in the window. And you can hear them lower the landing gear. They come down so close.
Hey, full moon.
That's the closest one yet, Alex.
Yeah, I think he left some rubber on the roof.
I like you. Most cab drivers want to talk. They do nothing but ask me questions all night.
I know what you mean. You do this often? Whoop, that was a question. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I do it every once in a while. I love New York City. I lived here all my life. I was at Woolworth's 35 years.
Should have used the express line.
That time, huh?
I was a clerk on the candy counter. Say, why don't we drive past the store I used to work at? Then you can take a look at it.
Is it on our way?
Yeah, everything's on our way.
Let's go.
Well, here's where I call home. I had a very nice time.
You know something? So did I.
Yeah. Well, why don't you pick me up here tomorrow night? Say about 6-ish?
Oh, I'm sorry. I check into the garage around 5:30, and I never know how long I have to wait till the day driver brings a cab in I can use.
Oh, that's too bad.
Well, maybe I'll see you again sometime.
For sure. How much do I owe you for the trip tonight?
Well, I warned you it was going to be high. $74.25.
Oh. Would you stop worrying? Believe me, I'm comfortable. In fact, I'm filthy comfortable.
On a Woolworth's pension?
Yeah. No, you see, Alex, when I was young, girls my age were supposed to get married. But something told me not to, so I didn't, and then I went to work instead. Just a few months before I was retiring, I met this very wealthy man. He asked me to marry him, and something told me to accept. 4 months after the wedding, he died, and he left me everything. There's a moral in there somewhere.
Thank you, ma'am. It was very nice.
Yes, now, I like to give you a really good tip, Alex. What's the best tip you ever got?
Well, a guy gave me $25 once.
Yes. Well, here's $26. Congratulations, Alex. You set a new record.
Well, thank you. I couldn't have done it without you.
Yeah.
Hey, let me help you out.
Forget it.
Hey, Lou.
What?
How about putting me in one of them clean cabs, man? You're always sticking me in pig pens.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. You want me to explain it to you?
Yeah.
You got a minute?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, come here. See, it's like this. I don't give a rat's corpse whether you get a clean cab or not.
Oh, okay. Thanks for explaining it to me.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, but you see, it never fails, you know? Every full moon, I get people too crazy for Bellevue. Like my very first fail last night was a guy who introduces himself as God.
Well, I had an interesting night myself. Yeah, I picked up three drunks and a flasher, two transvestites. Oh, yeah, and one guy who thought I was the most beautiful woman in the world.
You know, just crazies like that shouldn't be allowed out in the streets. Yo, Alex!
Yo, ho, ho.
You get any full moon crazies last night?
No, I lucked out. I got this very charming old lady who just wanted to drive around and talk.
Yeah? So you just drove around all night and talked?
She tipped me $26.
For $26, I'd drive around and sing you light of my life.
I know.
I'm eating.
So you are.
No, I mean, I'm eating.
What are you talking about?
Well, last night I picked up a couple of rock musicians, and I think I'm still on my contact high. I mean, I've had guys smoke powerful stuff in the backseat before, but nothing like this.
Come on, you still can't be high.
Oh, I hope I am, because the only thing I can think about is the fact that my hair is growing all the time. Like Gilbert Twinkie.
What are you doing here?
Oh, look, these must be your friends. Don't tell me who they are. I want to guess I have... Well, you must be Elaine.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a pleasure to meet you. I really admire you working two jobs, raising children. That must be hard.
Yeah, it gets tough sometimes, you know. But I got to a point in my life where I decided I either had to do this for myself or... Alex, who am I spilling my guts out to?
I'm sorry. Now, this is Dee Wilcox, the lady I drove around last night. As your names came up in the conversation.
Yeah, I feel I know you all. I feel I like you all.
Whoever brought her in, get her out.
I bet you're Louie. Am I right?
Sell it someplace else, sister.
Got the perfect solution to our problem.
What problem?
Whenever I want to ride with you, I'll catch a cab here.
No, Dee, this is crazy, you know. Sometimes I have to wait an hour before Louie gives me a cab.
Oh. Banta! Over here. 142. Immaculate. Don't say I never done nothing for you.
Yeah, Mr. De Palma, if I tipped you $5, would you consider...
Hey, Tony, get out of there! Get out! Come on. Rita!
What?
Got 142. Come on.
Taxi! Old age is a funny thing. I woke up this morning, found myself wanting blue hair.
Don't rush into anything, Dee.
All right, I'll think about it. Did I tell you how I met George?
Your husband? No, I don't think you, mentioned that.
Yeah, he came up to me at the counter where I was working, and he said, I want a box of candy for the most beautiful girl that I've ever seen. What would you recommend? I gave him some milk chocolate-covered maraschino cherries wrapped in a heart-shaped box. He bought it, and he handed it to me. Pretty slick, huh?
That's terrific, you know?
Yeah.
It's too bad you two didn't have enough time together.
Yeah. Well, I miss George's crapola.
Now, it must be very strange after a lifetime on a limited budget to be rich all of a sudden.
Oh, I felt very uncomfortable at first. I was trying to live the same old way I'd always lived, be the same old D I'd always been. And then one day I went shopping in Bloomingdale's and I had a terrible time deciding what hat to buy. Suddenly I said to myself, what the hell, buy them all. And that was the day I decided being poor was best left to people with no money. Another wonderful evening.
Yep.
Here's your fare. What did they give you for a tip last night? Let's break a new record.
Oh, come on, please. Let's not break a new record. Oh, now, see, I am not going to take $100 from you. Now, look right at me. I'm not taking $100 from you.
Oh, please don't say no. Makes me feel patronized.
Okay. You win, I lose. So why don't I feel worse?
Well, maybe money doesn't mean that much to me. What's important to me is what I can buy with my money. Nice food, nice clothes, nice people. See you tomorrow, huh?
Picking up the old lady again tonight?
Yes, if you mean Dee, I am.
Listen, this Dee doesn't have a sister, does she?
God, would you believe it? These guys have been picking up old ladies all over the city looking for a setup like yours. He's not a setup, John. He's just a customer.
A customer? She's the mother load.
You know, Alex, when I first got this job, everyone told me that the best fares were in the upper 80s. I thought they were talking about streets.
Regan! An anonymous donor just called and said she wants to reupholster your car. I wonder who it could have been. Did Mommy Warbucks raise your allowance? That broad's older than the continental shelf. Her age should make a good bowling score. Oh, Alex, be a dear and take the kitty out for a wee wee.
Hey, Louie, take a quick gulp of this.
Thank you. It's hot coffee.
Oh, what's that?
It's a gift.
Oh, that's really nice of you, Dee. I mean, but I really can't accept gifts from you. I mean, it's just not right.
Would you accept it if it was for your birthday?
Well, yeah, I guess if it was my birthday.
Well, happy birthday, early or late, however you want to call it.
Oh, see? That's really a very nice sport coat.
It's cashmere.
Look, Dee, I'm really feeling weird about driving you around at night, you know? I mean, it's strange, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right, it is strange. Why don't I drive you tonight?
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
Oh, here's the place.
The Enchanted Island Ballroom.
Yeah, I gotta meet some friends of mine here. They're going to a dance. I got to show up. Now, would you wait for me? I shouldn't be more than 2 or 3 hours.
2 or 3 hours? Well, how about if I come back?
Oh, no, wait. Say, why don't you just come in?
Oh, come on, Dee, you have to be kidding.
No, nobody even knows you. And it's kind of lovely and warm in there, and there's plenty to eat and drink and listen to the music.
No, I think I'd feel out of place, thank you.
Oh, they wouldn't notice you, dear.
But I'm not dressed.
Oh, sure, nothing could be dressier than a cashmere jacket.
Yeah, I forgot. But I think I need a tie.
Oh, yeah. Merry Christmas.
I'll be waiting over there. When you want to leave, just come and get me, okay?
Oh, no. Come on and visit a little.
Dee, I don't know anybody here.
Oh, sure you do. There's Emily Simmons, the one I told you had 37 grandchildren.
Oh, yeah.
And there's Mary Trueworthy. She's in DAR. And there's the gal I told you had 3 facelifts.
Bertha Farris.
That's her.
My God, I know everybody here.
Look, you see that man over there with the gray hair?
Are you kidding?
Look, I mean the one with the white carnation in his lapel.
Oh.
That's Weldon Manning.
Oh, yeah, I heard you mention him.
I had my eye on him for a long time. I'm bringing him along slowly. You may not see any smoke, but I happen to know there's a fire in that furnace. Yeah. Oh, he's coming over here.
Hello, Dee.
Well, then, I didn't know you were coming tonight.
You look lovely tonight, Dee. May I have the honor of this dance?
Oh, certainly. Would you excuse us, Alex?
Yes, certainly.
Thank you.
I'll just be over here holding up the wall.
That's a cutie you're with tonight.
Excuse me?
Oh, I'm with the one over there with the fox stole. That's the only thing foxy about her.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Well, my Maserati needs a tune-up, and sometimes it's hard to make ends meet, you know?
Yeah. I wonder when the government's going to get around to socialized Maserati tune-ups.
Yeah. Do you drive one yourself?
No. Actually, I drive a different car every night.
Hey, bueno.
Mucho mejor.
Sometimes I wonder whether it's all worth it. You know, spending hours under the sun lamp, visiting the hairstylist 4 times a week, doing push-ups, sit-ups, day after day.
A man's got to do what a man's got to do.
Yeah. By the way, they call me Ramon.
Oh. Call me Tandaleo.
Hey, Tandaleo, are you new on the circuit?
Well, actually, Ramon, I'm not on the circuit. I'm just here with a friend.
You mean you're dating Grandma for nothing?
Now, look, Ramon, in the first place, she's not a grandma. In the second place, we're not dating. And in the third place, she's just a friend of mine.
Hey, you're sensitive. They like that. You will do well. Oh, excuse me. My lady just got out a cigarette. Duty calls, you know?
Yep.
I like your tie.
Thanks. I like your ribs.
Hey, thank you.
Alex, I'm afraid I have to spend most of the evening with Weldon.
Well, he seems like a nice man.
Yes, but we can still have one dance, can't we?
I'd be charmed.
Oh. Wasn't it great?
Yeah, great.
Lighten up a little. For a young guy, you can be a real drip sometimes.
Yeah, I won the rumba contest, didn't I?
No, I won the rumba contest. I was carrying you.
Dee, I didn't ask to go to that dance.
Oh, well, next time, try to get into the spirit of the thing.
I'm not going to any more dances, please.
Oh, you just felt self-conscious because your coat's too small for you. Next time, I'll get you a white suit like that guy Raymond had.
Dee, I think it's time we called a halt to this whole arrangement.
What do you mean?
We can't go on seeing each other like this.
We can't.
No! I mean, look, it's okay. We can see each other once in a while, but... please, no more money. I can't handle it. Please, no more money, okay?
I guess it's goodbye.
What?
Wouldn't be the same without the money.
What are you talking about?
Well, money may not mean that much to you, but to me, it ranks right up there with oxygen. It's the best way there is of dealing with people.
What about friendship?
Well, next time you go into a restaurant, you tell the maitre d' if he gives you a good table, you'll be his buddy.
Well, then give your money to maitre d's and waitresses, somebody who wants it. But you don't have to give me money, Dee.
No, I know that, but it wouldn't be the same without money. I wouldn't be able to trust you. You'd be more casual about calling. You wouldn't be on time. Money makes people punctual. I know people gave their whole lives to their children. Those children don't even come to see them. If I had any kids, you can bet your buttons I would put them on my payroll and they'd come to see me.
Especially on payday.
Oh, come on. Don't let's argue, Alex. I had a wonderful time tonight. Here, come pick me up tomorrow, 4 o'clock. I'm having my hair done.
Damn it, you are the most... Never mind.
What?
No, it's better I don't say anything.
No, say what you were thinking. I'm old enough to take it.
Okay, you want to hear what I'm thinking? I'll tell you what I'm thinking. I think this whole arrangement stinks. I have never felt so used in all my life. You know, I thought that you really liked me. I thought we were friends. But that wasn't what you had in mind, was it? I was just a piece of merchandise. Why do I sound like Joan Crawford?
Don't stop. It was just starting to be fun.
Well, it may be fun for you, but it's not fun for me. I really don't enjoy being with people I don't like. And I don't like you anymore.
Horse manure, you love me.
Yeah, I guess I do.
Can we still have lunch together?
Okay, but only if I pay.
Ah, oh, you sweet Alex. I just hope my stomach can take those dumps you can afford.
Right, Mr. Walters?